I'll tell you where to open your Bibles in just a minute. I got a story to tell first. And, sorry, Lucas. Lieutenant. Oh. A couple weeks ago, my dad was here. Turns out he swapped some stories with some people. And so, for the sake of my brother and myself, I feel that I should be the one to tell a first-hand account of what happened. You know, my dad wasn't actually there. And back when Lucas and I were younger, we were in, I don't know if we were in middle school, you might have been sixth grade, I was in eighth grade, so that would have been 13 and 11. Well, that kind of sets the time frame for you. But we grew up on a farm, and you guys, did anybody ever burn their trash? Oh, yeah. We'd hear Mom, "Boy, someone needs to come burn the trash." She knew better than to ask for the girls because it wasn't going to get burned. And we'd take it across the road into the big grater ditch, and every once in a while we'd have a barrel there or something, and it'd get run over and backed over. I know, it's in the ditch. You would think that wouldn't happen, but the way my sisters drove, a bunch of old hog waters did get run over. And so we'd throw the trash in the hog water, and we'd light the fire, and you were supposed to stand there and watch it because there's a time or two where we've caught the field on fire or the ditch on fire, and that was why we burned it across the gravel road, because fire doesn't burn on gravel to get across to our house. Because we weren't always the best stewards with our fire. And this is kind of a story about that. And Lucas and I, you know, as brothers, you do basically everything together. And on the farm, we have a shop that's probably the square footage of this room right here. And it's got a concrete floor, and we got to the period where we stopped hauling our junk and our cans out to the junkyard, which the junkyard was the big ravine out on the back end of the farm. You know, the is actually a watershed into a lake, and we used to dump all our junk there. And so we quit that when the landfill came in, and we put all these barrels up in the front of the shop. And I came outside, and I was looking for Lucas, and it was a rainy day, and so I figured he must be in the shop. And so I go into the shop, and I find Lucas with a box of matches. What were you lighting on fire? It was, well, this is when I found you. What? Yeah, I think you did. Says he doesn't think he had anything going at that point. Well, I come out, and either way, matches were involved. And we started burning things in the shop because we've been around Dad a lot, and we burn a lot of waterways, a lot of brush piles. We've seen how Dad uses the gasoline. He's taught us how to work with fire, and it's raining outside, and so obviously you'd have to, if you're going to play with fire, you'd have to do it inside to make it work on a rainy day. So we're inside the shop playing with fire, and it's got a big open door, and you know, as kids, we thought that we kind of knew what we were doing. Anybody ever played with matches, thought you kind of knew what you were doing? You were raised like, oh, yeah. Well, it turns out we did know what we were doing because we didn't burn anything down. But not exactly. In the shop, we had some straw bales stacked up right up along the front. I don't remember why we had straw stacked up in there, but nice dry oak straw bales, you know, that nice shiny yellow, and really, the dogs had been kind of sleeping on them, so there was straw scattered everywhere. And not only that, but we also used to cut firewood. So we had a whole bunch of firewood right there by the bales, nice dry kindling, good, you know, ready to sell firewood. And the one place that we chose to do all the fireworks was right here, probably about 5 feet away from the firewood and the hay. And so Lucas and I guess, took this box of matches, and it was like a 500-count box. I don't know how many we went through, but we burned papers, we burned all this stuff. It wasn't actually burning the trash, but we were burning things, and we decided, you know, this isn't quite as fun. Let's get some gasoline. And of course, on a farm, you've got plenty of gasoline, right, because stuff needs to run. And so we bring over the gasoline container, and we were pretty smart because Dad always told us, you never pour gasoline on a fire from the container, or else you'll blow yourself up. Well, duh. So we poured it in a 7-Up bottle. Moved the gas can out of the way. We've got this 7-Up bottle of gasoline. I don't know if Mom's listened to this. I don't think she's ever heard this whole story. We've got a box of matches. We're burning papers. A 7-Up bottle of gasoline that we keep refilling because somehow we keep burning it up. Straw bales over here, a bunch of firewood. We've got 5 gallon buckets of oil that are open from, you know, changing oil in the tractors, and not to mention all the grease and flammables that are around, because this is where we have all our trash now in the front of the shop to haul it to the landfill. And we're just having a good old time. Has anybody ever just had a good old time? Anybody have a big sister come out and ruin your good old time? We had some wood, and it was like a two by two, and we took a bunch of newspapers, because we also recycled newspapers, and we had, I don't know how many years worth of newspapers stacked up in the shop, because we were supposed to recycle them, and we didn't. And so we're taking nails, and we're wadding them up like torches, and nailing them all over the top of this two by four, and I don't know if the Olympics were going on or something, but we thought we needed a torch, and we couldn't get the dumb fire to burn. And so we took the gas can, and I just poured it all over it. You know, you get gas all over the floor and that sort of thing. Like a smart boy, set the gas over here, light a match, drop it, poof, the whole thing goes up. It was a pretty big fire. Turns out those straw bales wanted to burn. And so we're running like crazy, stomping out fires. I've got this torch, and I'm swinging it, and I can't get the thing to go out because I've got a ton of newspapers on it, and we're going to burn down the shop. Luckily, in my boyish wisdom, I knew that water put out fire, and it was raining outside, and of course, there's mud puddles right outside, so I ran outside and I threw it in the mud, and we stomped on a little bit. It burned out. We got all the fire out the shop, and we were just about to go for another round when I heard the screen door slam. You guys ever know what an old screen door that slams sounds like? It's whack! And Mom would always say, "Don't slam the door," because it always woke her up. Because at a door on our door, you know, they've got the tension things, but you actually have to adjust those so that the door doesn't slam. And we never did. And so it's kind of like a warning bell. You always knew when someone was coming out of the house if you were doing something you shouldn't have been doing. So immediately, I run up to Jocelyn, and we're standing in the rain. I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Oh, I'm just supposed to come check on you boys." "Okay, well, hey, we're fine. You might as well go back inside." She didn't buy it. I don't know if it was my nervousness or if I was like, "You got to go back inside because we're going to get in trouble for this." And she came out to the shop and she looked around and she saw the burned straw and she saw the gas can and she saw the box of matches, and I don't know if she saw our 7-Up bottle, but she saw the torch out in the driveway and decided to go in and tell Mom. And so I don't know if Mom was home at that time or not. She woke up Dad. Dad was sleeping. He works nights. So she woke up Dad, and I don't know if it's in the afternoon or whatever. And he gets up, and what the, you know, my dad says, "What the Sam Hill? What the Sam Hill's going on?" And so we came up with this little, "Well, Dad, Mom said to burn the trash. It was raining outside. We didn't want to get in trouble when she came home. So we burned it in the shop." Not in entirely the truth. We did burn things in the shop. Now, this story has a great message for you guys. Can anybody guess what that message might have to do with? Don't play with matches. It's something from the Bible. I don't know if that's in... What if I tell you that the book we're looking at today is in, or the chapter is in Proverbs? Contemptuous wife? You talking about my mom, or? Well, we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 2. I don't know if anywhere in Proverbs it says the child who plays with matches is going to have a red bottom at the end of the day. I don't know if it says that, but we're dealing with wisdom today. I know. Great story for wisdom, right? Let's look at Proverbs chapter 2, and let's just read through this and see what Solomon has to say. My dad likes to give nicknames, and that's what this really came about. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lieutenant Gasoline. Captain Fireball. Sometime I'll tell you about my sister, Admiral Burn-It-All. That was an even better story. Chapter 2. "Listen, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right way and walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. Follow the steps of good men instead and stay on the paths of righteous. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. What a great chapter. Just at the top of the chapter, it says, the benefits of wisdom. Typically, when you think of wisdom in the Bible, don't we think of going to the Proverbs because it's just got all of these tidbits of wisdom and things to look at? Well, here it's just talking about kind of what wisdom does for you. What good is wisdom? And I love the way that this says that wisdom is like a treasure. In verse 4, it says, seek wisdom like hidden treasures. Seek for it like you would silver. And where does wisdom come from? Verse 6, it says, for the Lord grants wisdom. So wisdom is a treasure. Wisdom is something not just to take for granted, but it's something that when you get, you hold on to it because it means a lot. And wisdom says the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Where about from God's mouth might we find wisdom? Oh, come on. You guys aren't that foolish, are you? What do we have that came out of God's mouth that has been given to us to read every day? The Bible. It's like Anne was reading at 3 a.m. Very wise. The Bible, we've got God's inspired word right here. We've got the words of Jesus Christ. Is that not wisdom? So if we're seeking wisdom, where do we find it? In the Bible, in the word. Where else? Prayer, talking with God, in our walk with the Lord. In 7, he grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. I like the way that they compare common sense to a treasure. I know a lot of people whose treasure box is pretty empty in that area, or I'd like to think so. Because common sense is a treasure. Not only that, but following God is going to give you a protection. He's going to be a shield for those who walk with integrity. He's going to guard the paths of those who are just, and he's going to protect those who are faithful to him. Does that sound pretty good to you? That sounds really good to me. I'm really liking this wisdom stuff. Not only that, but he says, and then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. So following God and seeking wisdom is the way that we know the right way to go. And it says you will find the right way to go. It's not that you will know, but you will find it, which means you have to look for it. Just like wisdom, God grants wisdom. He just doesn't pour it out for everybody to take. He wants to give it to everybody, but you need to seek him for it. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Now that's verse 11, and I really had to think about this because wise choices will watch over you and understanding will keep you safe. When it comes to God keeping us safe, don't we usually want to pray a prayer for God and say, dear Lord, please keep me safe, this and that, and that and this? But what does it say here? God uses wisdom as a tool to help keep you safe. The more you read the Bible, the more you find these treasures, the safer you are. Wouldn't it make sense that God would rather give you the knowledge to stay out of trouble than to always have to run into the fire and pull you out because you're in trouble again? God doesn't want you to have to go through those things. So if you're wise, it says it's going to help keep you safe. And I thought that was really neat. I'd never caught that before. Wisdom is safety. In verse 12, it says, wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. I love the wording here because it says, those whose words are twisted. So many times, Sean and I will be in a Bible study or someone will share, and afterwards we'll talk and we'll say, that wasn't quite right, was it? It was twisted just a little bit. Maybe not noticeable to someone who hasn't been reading their Bible or someone who isn't walking with the Lord. So for someone else, it might seem as a truth to them because it's only twisted a little bit. Isn't that the way that Satan works? He's not just going to come hit you in the head with a shovel. He's going to take the truth, and he's going to twist it a little bit, and hopefully you don't have the wisdom to know that he's twisting the truth. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. Sometimes it's just not obvious when someone is wrong. And if we don't seek God, we won't know either. Now, verses 16 through 19, here he's talking about the immoral woman. I basically summed this up as wisdom helps you overcome the sins of the flesh. There's a lot of sins of the flesh, and the only way to really overcome them is through God and the wisdom that he grants. Just like we said before, wisdom keeps you out of situations. Sins of the flesh are really hard to walk away from when you're already in the situation, aren't they? Anybody? I think they are. I know they are. But I know that God gives me the wisdom, and hopefully I'm walking close enough to him that he can help me stay away from those situations where it gets too hard once you're already in them. So wisdom helps us overcome the sins of the flesh. Verse 20, follow the steps of good men instead, and they will stay on the paths of righteous. We can get wisdom from God. We can get wisdom from the Bible. We can get wisdom from our walk with God. But not only that, we can get wisdom from other righteous people who are on the path walking with God. What a great thing. I love it when somebody tells me something and it hits me over the head because I was too foolish to be able to understand it. But because this brother of mine or sister of mine says it to me, it's like, oh, that sounds right. I'm going to double check it with this. What a great thing to know that we come together as a family, and part of that is to share our wisdom with one another that God has taught us and hopefully relate that to some people. Like, sometimes I need related to in a special way. I'm just special that way, I guess. I don't always get it right away. It says, follow the steps of good men instead and stay on the paths of righteous. To stay on the paths of the righteous requires wisdom. And 21 and 22, for only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. Those who are godly will be lasting, and those who are wicked will be removed, will be uprooted. Wisdom is a necessity to walking with the Lord. And wisdom is acquired through walking with the Lord. They go hand in hand. If you are walking with the Lord, you are seeking his wisdom, aren't you? You know that you need to seek his wisdom. And when you walk with the Lord, he gives you wisdom. Now, there's not a lot of wisdom that was exhibited by our boyhood heroes, Captain Fireball and Lieutenant Gasoline, was there? Not really. We could have been blown up, badly burned, blinded. We could have burned the shop down, which probably would have been worse than those first three. Probably a lot of moms out there. You could have been blown up. You could have burned. You could have lost your eyebrow. You could have been blah, 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 blah. You could have burned the house down. Mom, the house is like 30 feet from the shop. What are you talking about? Now, as adults, we look at that story and we say, wow, you guys were lucky. I remember the time that we had that 7-Up bottle of gasoline and Lucas took a match and dropped it in it. The match went out. As he's doing it, I'm thinking, this could be bad. We got lucky. That would have been really bad. So to most adults, that was just an incredibly stupid thing to do, wasn't it? But like I said, in our minds, we had it all under control. We knew how to light matches. We knew what burned. We knew what didn't burn. We knew that a good agent to help things burn was gasoline. we knew that don't pour gas straight on the fire. You pour it in a cup. That was us being responsible. Seriously. We've been around fire our whole lives growing up. We burned so many brush piles just by ourselves. Dad would help us get it started, and then he'd leave, and we'd watch it. We'd fight the fire, and we thought we knew fire. We thought that we were being careful. We thought that we were being pretty wise. But as an adult looks at that, they say, oh my goodness, you guys are so foolish. Now, as Christians then, there are those Christians who seek wisdom. And then there are those Christians who do not seek wisdom. They claim Christ, but they do not walk with the Lord. Therefore, they do not acquire his wisdom. And so you've got those who are walking on the paths of the righteous and those who aren't. How many times has someone walking on the path of righteousness looked at me and thought, you are so foolish? When in my eyes, I thought I had everything under control. But to them, it's so obvious that I'm playing with fire and gasoline. It's the same thing for me. Is every once in a while, I will find someone and I will see them. And just by talking to them, you can tell, you're playing with fire. You don't see it. You're not going to listen to me if I tell you you are either. Just like if someone would have told us we weren't being safe, we would have said, well, we were safe. We were definitely safe. I like that as Christians, wisdom is not just to be found, but it's to be treasured. You will not find God's wisdom unless you seek it from him. And along with that wisdom comes protection, comes guidance. And it's just a beautiful gift from God. Now, God's wisdom is real wisdom, not like the wisdom of the world. The world's wisdom, now here's where I'd like to pull it together. The world's wisdom says, pour that gasoline in the cup so you don't hurt yourself. That's the world's wisdom. God's wisdom says, quit playing with gasoline and matches. The world says, it's okay. Play with that gas, play with that fire. Just be careful, be responsible. And God's wisdom says, you should not be there in the first place. So we need to ask ourselves this morning, are we seeking God's wisdom? Are we following the Lord? Are we walking with the Lord? Are we reading the Proverbs? Are we reading the Bible? Are we finding that wisdom because that's what's going to keep us out of trouble? Are we seeking the paths of righteousness? Or are we just playing with gasoline and matches? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to see, help me to see how valuable that your gifts, your treasures of wisdom are, and how they help steer us from trouble and help us walk on the paths of righteousness, and that in walking with you means that we are seeking wisdom from you. I pray that as each one of us goes and reads the Proverbs this week, Father God, that you would help us to seek out that wisdom, not only help us to seek it out, but help us to hang on to it and to not let it go. That we may use wisdom from you in every decision of our lives to walk in the best way possible. Amen.